Book by book, writer by writer, literature about Hawaii is being stripped of its idealized, Disney-fied image. The truth is always more interesting anyway. That was the idea behind Christiane Kahakaʻawila's new short story collection, This is Paradise. Her Hawaii has had its sugary coating stripped away, a perspective she owes to a childhood growing up between two worlds.
I have a sort of interesting situation because I grew up in California, but my dad's side of the family is on Maui, so I am at times really part visitor and then certainly Native Hawaiian and then part local. So I come to the islands maybe a little differently than someone who's grown up there, but at the same time have an intimate knowledge of them and of the culture. So I like kind of moving, as we were saying, when we have visitors come out and see us, or in this case in the book, moving from what might be expected by a visitor into a space that's really unexpected.
Well, there's a wonderful image in the story that opens the book of local girls out surfing, and they see a Haole girl surfing, and her bathing suit's all wrong for surfing, right? She's got ruffles and adornments, and they sort of sneer at it because that just gets in the way when you're out trying to ride the waves, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So that becomes a kind of a symbol of a disconnect, and then which you further explore in that story. But tell me about what that disconnect looks like to you.
Yeah, I think there's definitely, in the story, but in real life, these visual cues. And for someone who, lives on island or has grown up there, we can almost laugh at them. But there's also the disconnect of someone coming in as a visitor. I had, this is a couple of years ago, but I had a friend from the Midwest coming to visit me. And I said, oh, and, don't forget a pair of slippers. And he came out with bedroom slippers.
Perfect example, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, when in the title, This is Paradise, is used ironically, as it appears in the story, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And I think that certainly where the first story begins, it's a very, I don't want to say obvious, but the irony to This is Paradise is what that story is about.
Sure.
And breaking up these ideas of this perfect, always safe, always scrubbed clean kind of Disneyland,
mm-hmm.
which is
mm-hmm.
not what the islands are. But as the collection progresses, I did want to show there are other ways this is paradise, and those might be kind of hidden from a visitor. So the way family work is, to me, a complete paradise. The way stories operate, the generational links that I don't see as often on the mainland, that's our paradise.
Sure. It's just a different one than the cliché paradise.
Definitely. Yes.
And I think, when the book comes out, Christiane, you're going to hear some, reviews of sort of the dark side and all that. But it isn't a dark side. It's a truer side to me, anyway.
Yeah, and I think that's pointing to the complexity of any place, but especially Hawaii, where I think it often gets painted in kind of, one way or another. So we'll paint it as all dark or we'll paint it as all bright.
Yeah.
But it's, it's both. And it's both because it's real. It's not a made up, fairyland. Like, this is real. There are real people here, and I wanted to catch that in the characters too. That they're complicated and kind of the way maybe violence gets used in one of the stories, or the way love gets complicated in Portrait of a Father. That they're complex characters because we're complex people.
Well, Christiane, it strikes me that portraying something, either a person or a place, as real is a lot more respectful than sugarcoating everything.
Yeah, yes, no, I totally agree with that.
because there's something a little bit condescending about the, the hula maidens, the swaying palms, the moonlight picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it ain't us. I mean, it's a postcard.
Yes, yes. And then I do hope, because my cover has a hula girl kind of in the shadows, I hope that people realize that that's ironic, and that that's playing with the expectation of the postcard. But yeah. I do kind of have this fear that people will think it's like the next, you know, 50 Shades of Grey and pick it up and then realize they bought the wrong thing.
Well, don't, because I had the reaction you wanted to the cover.
Oh, good.
Because the cover, you know, the title is This Is Paradise. The cover is a plastic hula girl on a dashboard with out-of-focus headlights behind her. So it looks very sort of Waikiki, trashy Hawaii, right? Embodied by, you know, cheap trinket Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that gets across, like, This Is Paradise. The irony of that title, I think, is going to come across.
Oh, great. That's reassuring.
But that's part of your motive. I mean, your motive in this, in writing these stories, aside from just being a writer, was to tell the truth about the place you know, right?
It was, yeah, definitely. And I think, again, that my truth is one, it's a Hapa truth for me. And I say that on a lot of levels. As someone who's ethnically Hapa, geographically Hapa, I wanted to come to these stories as telling the truth from as many directions as I possibly could, which I think is something that's really beautiful about the islands, is there's so many people who are Hapa, and so we're layering together our experiences. And I think when we do that, we're really we're moving the islands forward in a really positive way. So, yeah, so that was definitely something I was thinking about when I was writing these stories. And several of the stories have different perspectives. Multiple characters will tell one story. It happens in the title story, but later also.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of underline that the way we get to the truth of the islands is to explore as many voices and as many points of view of them as we can.
Christiana Kahakaovila is the author of This Is Paradise, a volume of short stories to be published by Hogarth Press this summer. You can learn more on our HPR website.